at the 2012 Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm visiting with Kurt Spokas. And Kurt, tell me what you do.
Well, I am a research soil scientist with the USDA ARS in St. Paul, Minnesota. And part of the reason for my visit here today was to talk about a project we have with the Minnesota corn growers that's working at converting the distiller's grain into various bio-oil and biochar byproducts that are higher value than the originals.
So for this group here today, what did you want them to come away from your remarks thinking about?
Well, the main take-home message was that we have to start thinking about all of these bioenergy residuals and what are potential additional value-added products that we can get from them.
Mm-hmm. So with the work that you're doing, what tell us about some of those.
So the particular work that we're doing is with the microwave-assisted pyrolysis to be able to convert very wet biomass over to an actual higher value product in both a bio-oil materials that have the building blocks for other uses, as well as a biochar, which we hope to actually utilize for sustaining our agricultural production.
And how would you describe how that research, that work you're doing is going right now?
Well, it's going very well. We're in the final second year of the project, and we're hoping that it'll continue in terms of actually implementing field plots now to look at what the larger scale impacts are.
Now, we've got a mixed group here that includes farmers as well as others, especially for those corn growers out there. Kind of just your thoughts on what the implications are from a practical standpoint for them as we look at the continued research into new ways to use corn.
Yeah, I guess the big message for them is seeing all the different avenues that corn is going to end up in. We thought we had a very good picture of all the various products that were possible, but now we're beginning to see that that was only the beginning or the tip of the iceberg.
Well, it is fascinating work, to be sure, and we look forward to seeing the results of some of the research here, like yours. Appreciate Kurt Spokas with USDA ARS, one of our presenters here at the 2012 CUTC. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.